Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Cause I'm just a
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, where we always take it back to Scripture. I'm going to be your sister tonight, your host, your friend, your servant. My name is Sister Georgia. Today, family, is the 23rd of August, 2014. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father Yahuwah's Word, which is Yahushua. The title of our lesson is, Ye Shall Be As Gods. We're going to go into that a little bit, family, and I welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome. Tonight's going to be just a little bit different. We're going to do things just a little bit different. I'm going to tell you, family, as I started going over the notes, because the Father kept giving me more and more information right up to the last minute, what we're going to do is when Yahushua sent his apostles out to teach the word, what he told his apostles was, don't take no script. We're going to go with that. We're going to be just led by the Spirit. We're going to be led by the Spirit. And you see, I didn't understand that completely at first, but then the Father started making me realize that really, when people come to this particular website, they already have the basic knowledge of what they were taught and what they read, okay, before they found out the truth they were a Hebrew. Even the ones who are Hebrews who are reading the Word, they have the basic knowledge of these scriptures. When I read a scripture, just cite a scripture, they should know those scriptures. So what we're going to give is the spiritual understanding to those scriptures. So I'm going to just let it flow today. I will give out some of the verses where I'm reading from, but you're going to hear me do a lot of talking, and that is not me, but to set up our spirit flowing to give you the understanding. So I pray that this is one of those type of lessons where, you know, you're going to appreciate the Father's Spirit, His Word, His truth. Okay? Let's just get started first by thanking our Father for all that He has done for us. I ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, your children who their ancestors were scattered across the four corners of the earth, we're coming together in one spirit, Father, to give you spiritual thanks for everything that you've done, everything that you are consistently doing in our lives, and everything that we know will be done in the future on our behalf. We thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for Yahushua, the mediator between our people and you. We thank you, Father, for the northern and the southern kingdom and the engrafting in. Made possible by Yahushua. We thank you for the set-apart spirit that leads, guides, protects everything that we do in our lives so that we will be in your shalom as we are sojourning in the wilderness. We thank you for the understanding of those mysteries, of those allegories, of those dark sentences by way of the set-apart spirit. We ask that this lesson, as it is read by the set-apart spirit, reaches and touches everyone under the sound of my voice as I reach your word, Father, that they can get better understanding of your word. Their eyes can be further open, and if there's any leaven within their house, it can be tossed out. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you have been doing. We thank you and we praise you when we get chastised, because we know that you love us. And we know that through the chastisement, which is our trials and tribulation, you are making us purer than gold. Father, we know that we will continue to seek your face, and we will continue to read your word, and we will continue to give you what you've asked for, which was spiritual thanksgiving and praise. We say hallelujah in Yahushua's set-apart name. We say thank you, Father. We love you. Hallelujah. All right, let's get started. Let's get started. Hey, ye shall be as gods. I was laying down this week, family. I mean, I must have got 5 new lessons, but I'm going to bring this out. Many reasons I'm going to bring it out. When you understand the truth of the word, we've been going through this. We're trying to take people out of the fables, the traditions of men, the legends, all the craziness that we have learned in the world. We want to come out of that mess and come back to our Father righteously and in truth. So we got to go back to the word, look at it for what it says, understand it, and always operate out the Spirit. For some people, that may be a little hard because people have told them that they're operating out the Spirit, but yet in the same verse, they'll tell them, hey, get a backpack, get ready to flee. Babylon, America, you know. So it's fumbling up the mind a little bit, you know. They'll tell us that, well, the daughter of Zion, that's that nasty Hebrew woman. And they'll tell you about 4 powers of authority. What do we know? We can read the word. It's only 3. If you're in the Spirit, if you're reading by the Spirit. We know there were 2 creations. We know that there is a serpent seed looking just like Israel, better known as the synagogue of Satan. It's not the Jewish people. It's Hebrews. We understand that those fallen angels spoke of in Genesis 6 is talking about, unfortunately, the Hebrew men. We understood what the Father wanted us to say Kodesh from. Everything of the flesh. And Cain's genealogy was of the flesh, just like everything else that was out there on the 6-day creation, male and female, the nations. We understand that this is our history book. Every time we open the book, we read the word, we seek the Father's face, we're asking for his truth. So I want to take you guys right from that point to a couple Bible verses. Many people understand this. I gave everybody in the chat the link to where I'm going to be going with it. I'm just going to read one verse in John 8:32. It reads, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Many people should be asking, well, what's the truth? What's the truth? What's the truth? It's not like our Father didn't tell us what the truth was, but let's go there. Go to First John, chapter 5, verse 6. We're going to find out what that truth is that's going to make you free, that's going to give you your liberty, that's going to give you your rest. It says in 1 John 5:6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Yahushua, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. So it tells us the truth will make us free, but what is truth? Well, truth is the Spirit. The Spirit is the Word. What's the Word? That's Yahushua. That's the mediator between us and the Father, and salvation is only by him. No man on earth, under heaven, in heaven, except Yahushua. Many have learned a faulty doctrine. That's why I always go to those 3 powers of authority spoken in 1 Corinthians 11. Many will tell you 4, but you better know. You better have that Spirit. You better be seeking the Father's truth. And that's his Spirit. That's Yahushua. That's the Word. Now, I know some of y'all need to meditate on that for a second, but you know, they got archives. You go back through it, meditate on it. I'm giving you Word. I'm giving you Spirit and truth. We're going to go a couple other places. We titled the lesson, like I said, ye shall be gods. Much has been distorted about this one particular phrase, ye shall be as gods. We're going to go through it just a little bit to get a little bit of understanding. I'm going to take everybody, and you guys can open up to this too. A lot of things I'm going to be saying, I'm expecting you to already know that, because I'm not going to be saying anything outside the scriptures. And if you've been studying with us, you know I'm speaking the Father's word. If I call you a devil, according to the word, you're a devil. You're a Gentile. You are not doing what you're supposed to do. That makes you a Gentile. When you sin, you are a Gentile. You are a devil. Interchangeable words. That's all it is. So let's go over. We're going to take a look at this. Because we got to find out what they talking about, ye shall be as gods. What really is that all about? Well, we're going to find out. And let's go to Genesis 3. Now, everybody is aware of what happened in the garden. At least they think they are. Many come out to be in the Hebrew. They think they know what that's about. They use it in other precepts, and they think they know what that ye shall be as gods is all about. But I will take you somewhere. Let's go to Genesis 3, okay? Genesis 3. I don't want to go to 3:19. I want to go to Genesis 3 a little bit above that. I want to do it right. Everybody open up to Genesis 3. And I want to pick up at verse, let me back it up, because like I said, I'm not writing these things up all the way. I'm just going to go by the Spirit. That's the lesson we're going to have today. Now, we know, when we read the Scripture, we're always talking about children of the flesh versus children of the Spirit. We understand why the enemy came in amongst the Hebrews. He planted a seed. That seed was a spirit. And who planted it? Who was the enemy who came in? Well, that was the devil. In Revelations, it tells the devils, the Satan, that old dragon, many words from the beast, the most beguiling beast. You know, and we're talking about the devil, Satan. We're talking about spirit. So when we go to Genesis 3 and we read, beginning at verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahushua had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath Yahushua said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahushua has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, Ye shall surely not die. For Yahushua knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." So we see, ye shall be as gods. That's what the devil, the serpent, that's the most beguiling beast of the field. That's what he told her. Now, we already know who the serpent is in Scripture. If you're reading, if you're understanding when Yahushua said, you a generation of vipers. John the Baptist said, you den of vipers. And they tell us that that lead it all the way back to John 8:44, which tells us, well, that's Cain's lineage. And the devil is a person, but what we're talking about here is, we're not talking about the flesh. We're talking about the spirit. What spirit resides in you? So we look in and we see children of the flesh versus children of the spirit. This book is about children of the Most High versus children of the serpent, of the devil. They are of flesh. We are of spirit. That's what the whole book is about. See, I don't get involved, family, and really speaking of the other nations too much, but to, you know, bring a little bit here and there about, because many of our family members are still stuck in Christianity, so I got to go there sometime. But for the ones who know and understand that we are the children of the book, we just jump to what deceives the world. We stick on, if it wasn't for that time cutting short, they very likely would be deceived, because the deception is so beguiling. That's why we stick with what just looks exactly like us. I mean, he tells us in the Word, it's a wolf in sheep clothing. Revelation, the revealing to John, told by Yahushua, he says, hey, it's a lamb, but it spake like a dragon. We know in Revelation, they're called the synagogue of Satan. Satan is the devil. A synagogue is a vessel. This vessel, the daddy, is Satan. That's his children. So we know in the end they talk about separating the sheep and goat. We already know we ain't talking about being deceived by all the nations. No, that wouldn't deceive Israel. But what looked like Israel was speaking like a dragon will. So we stick with what's right in front of everybody's face, and many people have learned the serpent seed a whole different way. They've learned the whole story of Genesis a total opposite way. Many have learned by children of the flesh. So when we go through some of this, it makes no sense to them. Those who are here for the first time, I would venture all you to go back through my archive lessons. Just keep going back. It gets better and better. We're tying all this up, connecting all the dots so that you can get the clear understanding what the Father, through the Spirit, is letting us know. So when we see in Genesis 3, the serpent, the devil, today's current devils will be known as prophets, lying prophets. We go back to the New Covenant, they would be known as scribes and Pharisees. If we go back to the Old Covenant, they were leaders. Some were kings. But it was within our people. So many of the modern day scribes and Pharisees, or shall I say, the lying prophets will tell you, and they got a whole new definition for that word prophet. I'm going to hit it soon. Don't worry, I'm going to hit it. I got something for y'all. But let's get back what they will say. They will say, see, Eve was so seduced, she was so silly because she didn't have that covering of her husband there, that she believed a lie when the devil or the beast of the field, the serpent, told her that ye will be as gods, knowing good and evil. She wanted to be above the man. You know that's true. You know what you hear these people saying out there. But the truth of it is, when you read it, we've heard that statement before somewhere, you shall be as gods. It's other places in the scripture. Matter of fact, Yahushua quoted it. He quoted it from the Torah. Let's go back. And actually, it's the book of Psalms. But let's go back. Let's go back. I just want to read that, because we're going to get some understanding about this garden, Eve, the woman, the man, the wife. We're going to get some understanding. But we got to go a couple places so people can get better understanding. Now, I'm going to break up my lesson, and I'm just doing it the way I have to do it. We have to first go family. We have to first go to really get this. I want to read one more verse in Genesis 3. I want to read it again. I want to give you some understanding. I want to make you think, because you're going to really think when you start reading the scriptures. We're going to go back to Genesis 3, 5. Chapter 3, verse 5, it reads, for Yahushua doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. Then it gives you an understanding, knowing good and evil. If you go look up that word gods in the Strong Concordance, everyone should know this. I shouldn't have to tell anybody, but I will. If you go look, and I'll give you the link for the chat line, because, you know, I'm going to take my time with this. I'm going to make sure you get this thing right. You can't say you didn't know, okay? You can't use that excuse anymore. It won't be tolerated, because the Father knows I'm going to give you everything you need to where you ain't got to guess on nothing. But when you go look at it, Satan told Eve, you should be as gods, knowing good and evil. But when you go back to the Strong Concordance and you look it up, it's Hebrews 4:30. He was telling Eve that if you eat this fruit, this forbidden fruit that you're not supposed to partake of, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, when you go to the word gods, it means rulers, judges, divine ones. I'm not going to go to the other ones because really they ain't got nothing to do with Genesis, that statement, ye shall be as gods. The truth is, if you're reading and understanding the whole scripture, Satan offered Eve something that he couldn't offer her because it was already given to them, both Adam and Eve. Both Adam and Eve were given rulership, and I'm going to explain that why that is. The word gods, we're speaking of judges and rulers. The reason why you should know that, family, is because when you go to Genesis 3, it tells us in verse 5 that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods. What kind of gods? Well, knowing good and evil. What is that? We just read the definition, rulers, judges. We know they were angels. But what is he speaking about? Because he says knowing good and evil. Well, that would be what's lawful and what's not lawful. That would be a judge, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be a judge? Think about it. He tells the serpent, who uses the word pervertedly, twists up the true meaning of what they already had. He deceived Adam and Eve because they both got kicked out. He deceived them both with the word. That's why the devil is able to do, and the devil called the lying scribes and Pharisees today, they call themselves prophets, teachers, but they're not sent from the Most High, and the ones who teach you in that position to affect your mind, affect you, those are the ones that have always been leading the people astray. Many people hearken to man instead of the Father's word. So they will take that and they will twist it and pervert it to tell you something about this nasty woman. When the truth is, Satan, he offered them what they had. They were judges. They were rulers. They were angels. To know good and evil. We all supposed to know what's righteous and what's not righteous. They put the word good and evil in there, but you can figure out what's good and what's evil. What's good is our Heavenly Father, his word, his truth. Everything opposite that is evil. So that's when you're sitting in a judgment seat. You're a judge. Yeah, we are judges. Y'all think y'all know where I'm going with this, but let's go. Let's go there, because, see, some people don't know. But I'm just trying to show you what's already there. So when the people try to always go to even like Sarah and Abraham, oh, because Abraham hearkened to the voice of his wife. You're not supposed to hearken to the voice of your wife, because they will go. You know they will. They will go to Genesis 3, and then they'll read, what is it? They'll go and read a little further where it says that the man is going to put, it says, and unto the woman, I will greatly multiply your sorrows and thy conceptions, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire will be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. They don't understand that that is revelations. That's a prophecy. That's future prophecy. But they'll say because he hearkened to the voice of his wife. They'll put that blame on the woman instead of really, if the problem was with the woman, why did both of them get kicked out? Because we can also go. We can also go, and I'm going to go there. Let's go to Timothy. 1 Timothy 2, I'm going to read verses 13 to 16, because this should be in line with what was told to us in Genesis. Now, we go there. It says, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. That takes you back to Genesis. That's nothing spiritual there. That takes you back to the beginning. That, it's just like if I said, in the beginning, okay, for verse 13 out of 1 Timothy 2, instead of saying Adam was first formed, then Eve. I just say in the beginning, you know. It says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. We know that both of them were deceived because they both partook. You can't just keep blaming a woman all your life. You better come to the Father's word in spirit and in truth if you want to be set free. Anything else is babble, is confusion. The woman in Genesis 3:16 is speaking about Israel. The man we know is speaking about Yahushua, because all we have to do is go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 16 to figure that out. We know that it says, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. We know that, well, that is Genesis. But he's giving you the lineage of the Hebrews, because we know that Adam is in the genealogy of Yahushua in the New Covenant. So it just takes us back to the beginning. It says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression, which means she sinned. Who is she? Where's the woman? Who's the woman? Well, that's Israel. Who's the man? That's the betrothed. That is her future husband. That's Yahushua. Prophecy, family. Adam was not deceived, what Adam? Are we talking about a flesh Adam? No. Remember, the truth shall make you free. And the spirit is truth. Let's take it spiritual. Understand that when Satan or the devil in the new covenant took Yahushua up in the wilderness on the mountain and given him things that he already had. I'll give you all this. It was already Yahushua's. You can't give somebody something they already have. He used scripture, and many of you can't figure it out. He kept coming at Yahushua. Yahushua kept throwing scripture right back at him. You could call that a war, a battle. When you go in the new covenant and Yahushua, the disciples say, when will be the time of the end? He said, well, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. That's always been. And the wars they're talking about is not a physical war. You're going to have the serpent seed tell you a lie, and then the ones who are chosen by the Father, like myself, I'm going to come give you that spiritual understanding. So there's a battle, but it's a spiritual battle, a spiritual sword. The Father's truth, his spirit, versus the flesh. He already let you know, children of the flesh, these are not children of the Most High, but children of the Spirit are the children of the Most High. So we got two entities out there, children of the flesh, children of the spirit. It's our history book, but they're right in amongst us, right within us. Some are the fathers, some are not. You shall know them by their fruit. Parable of the wheat and tare, let them grow together. Let them grow together. The angels are going to take those who are liars, and they're going to the lake of fire, and the children will be gathered into the barn. Now we're looking at this. It says, and Adam was not deceived. Yahushua was not deceived by that old dragon. But the woman, which is Israel, being deceived was in the transgression. Israel has always been deceived by the serpent. That's why Paul said, I'm jealous for you with a righteous jealousy that I could espouse you to one husband. Not like Eve who was beguiled, because Israel always fornicated with other things that were not Yahushua. When we speak of Adam in this context of 1 Timothy 2, we are speaking of Yahushua. He was not deceived, but the woman, which is Eve, yes, she was deceived. She was in transgression. That takes you back to Genesis 3:16. Who he's talking about ruling over Israel, the nations, well, that's Yahushua. And those, the first resurrection, you can call it, will reign with Yahushua over the nations. I know some of y'all getting what I'm saying because it's right there in the book. And if you have eyes to see, you know exactly what I just said. I'm going to leave it like that. Let's go a little further. It says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and set apartness with sobriety. But this is Israel. This is like when we were talking about the virtuous woman. That is Israel. The impetus woman, well, that and the harlot, the mother of harlots, well, that's Israel in this unrighteous state. Because it tells us children are their oppressors and women rule over them. But is it talking about children and women? No. It says, they which lead thee cause thee to err. Why do you think the judgment is coming to those who teach you? That's where the judgment is going first. Because many will say, well, God told me to come tell you. I'm chosen. They'll be just like Jeroboam, the most basest of men picked to rule over the people. Why do you think when you go to the northern kingdom, Israel kept falling and falling and falling and falling? And then backsliding Judah fell too. Because see, right now it comes to the time when you got to love the truth, the word, the spirit. You can't let nobody tell you that John 1, speaking of the Word, is our Heavenly Father. No. It's not Yahuwah, it's Yahushua. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with our Father Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahushua. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Yahushua. Don't let nobody take Yahushua out of the program. Don't let them make the incorruptible image of Yahushua into the corruptible image of a man. At that point, you got the mark of the beast. You got the number 666. You got the image. You got Babel. You got confusion. You're on the broad path. Don't let them tell you the lie that Genesis 6 is talking about fallen angels coming to the Hebrew woman. That the lie is there's four powers of authority. That the lie is you got to flee Babylon, which is America. That the lie is you still got to dip yourself in some water. And then not only you, but all the nations can come in under that lie. Don't let these scribes and Pharisees, these den of vipers, generation of them, lie to you. Because they definitely beguiled Eve and Adam. That's why they were given coats of skin. Father said, get out. You're going to be just like the other creation in day six. He gave them coats of skin to put on. Now, out of that came Cain and his brother. But we know Cain killed Abel. And that's what John 8:44 speaks about. Ye of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He didn't abode in the spirit because there was no truth in him. There was no spirit in him. People go to Genesis 5. Cain not there nowhere. He ain't there. He got his whole genealogy in Genesis 4. At the end of Genesis chapter 4 is Seth. That's where that lineage goes to. Adam, then Seth. Abel would have been in there, but righteous Abel was killed by his brother, quote unquote, of the flesh, but not of the spirit. He killed him. The whole scripture is talking about the children of Cain versus the children of the Most High. That's what all this is about. But the children of Cain come tell you the woman, she wanted to be hiding the man because they will tell you, you should be as God speaking to just the men. It ain't talking about no men. It said knowing good and evil. He offered Eve and Adam what they already had. I could play clips where they say, you see, she wanted to be more than what she was supposed to be. Talking about this woman. Y'all got to get out of that man-woman stuff. Know that this is something that even Yahushua quoted. But we're going to go there. Somebody needs to know. When we go back to Genesis 3, the serpent told her, and this is the woman, this is Eve. But it's still, you got to rightly divide the word. When you go to 1 Timothy 2, he ain't talking about a man and a woman, just like Paul wasn't talking about a man and a woman. He said, I'm going to tell you this mystery, because he kept comparing the bride and Yahushua to a man and his wife. He said, but I tell you this mystery. I'm talking about Yahushua and the assembly. Don't pervert the truth of the word flesh. It'll screw you up every time. Every time. Because we know the truth is the spirit. Cain didn't have a spirit. Not from our father. His spirit was given to him. That seed that the devil planted in the parable of the wheat and tares. His spirit was planted by the devil. His lineage kept corrupting Israel. And now they put a division in what our father was trying to bring together in oneness. But if you put a division, you are saying, Yahushua, your death, burial, and resurrection means nothing to me. Your spiritual baptism means nothing to me. Because this man, my more, my elder, he went through the book and he showed me. Yahushua, when he completed everything, he said, it's done. It's finished. I came to bring oneness with the children of Israel, the Father, and Yahushua. We're all one. Why are we one? Because of the Spirit. We know that Yahushua, the Yahuwah, and the Spirit are one. Now we got the Spirit. We're one with the Father and Yahushua. All the people, not just the men. Ye shall be as gods. People will take that and think it's talking about a man being a god. I played booty for y'all many times. I know y'all know what's on there. Hey, we got to go there. Why did I say it? I I'm going to make sure everybody who comes to this site hear that, because this is exactly what we're talking about. The man now, and that's why it tells you the number of a man in Revelations. His image is the number of a beast. We already know that they have taken the image, the incorruptible image of Yahushua, and made it into a corruptible image of man. But what man? Was it really a man? This time, yes, it was a man. What happened in Genesis 6? It was a man. That freaks people out, because the men who are of the serpent seed will tell you it's a woman. And you see, I never wanted to tell y'all that earlier because it would freak you out. But it's the truth. It's the spirit. We can read it. I don't have to read one voice verse and just babble, 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 and you trying to figure out what the heck is she talking about, because I've already broken down those scriptures by the word. You know what's in there. Don't let nobody take away the truth, the spirit from you. That's Yahushua. That's your only mediator. That's your only salvation that you can get is through him back to our Heavenly Father. Don't let him take away Yahushua. That image is the image of a corruptible man, flesh man. That's the image of the beast in Revelation. 666 is the number of a man. Who let the people? They say women and children, but who let the people? Go to the Old Covenant and figure it out. Because they will tell you that they are gods. Hey, let's go to Booty. We got to go to Booty. Somebody need to hear Booty. Okay, I got to go there, family. Listen up. Y'all think I'll be liking to pick on people? Know this right now. When I come to you, I give my name because I'm in a vessel. Sister Georgia, whoever resides in me has no sex. It's a spirit. Okay? There's no sex in a spirit. So the spirit is speaking to you now. Pay attention, because they have made the incorruptible image of Yahushua, a redeemer, into a corruptible image of man, 666, the beast. They are as gods, according to many of their understandings. They will take you to Genesis and tell you, see, that woman wanted to be more than what she was. She wanted to be like the men, like gods. But pay attention. Eve was already like that. But pay attention. These men want to be like gods. Pay attention.
Yes. Yeah, this is White Team Politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. And, you know, we're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, like I say, violence gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30:16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. Nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation, we're going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be, you know, Judah. That's gonna be my wife, but now these other women gonna be concubines. And the J Judite woman, her hair gonna be all the way down, you know, to the, it's gonna be so damn long, it's gonna be like a blanket, so when I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, and I'm gonna be, well, I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem. I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
All right, y'all had to hear the nonsense, but this is what these men in the flesh are setting themselves up as. Because they are putting themselves, which is what happened in Old Covenant. You better realize what's the truth from the lie. Understand the Spirit. If you're reading with the Spirit leading you, guiding you to the truth, you'll receive it. But if you're so stuck on what these serpents are telling you, that the feminist movement, these women trying to do this, because the white man told this woman and she was more than the man, all this. Look, the father never started talking about his sons and daughters that way. But the truth of the matter, those were men who did that. That's the truth. They were Hebrew men who fell. They were, you know, it irks people that I say that, but that's the word. Genesis 6 tells it to you, but many can't figure it out. They're thinking about angels that fly around. And, ooh, look at that little black beauty right there. I want some of that. They think that, oh, they multiply with the daughters of Seth. Or they'll say Adam. But Adam never had any daughters. Only Seth's genealogy onward had children that were considered daughters. They'll name them. But they were never told to multiply. That's how you know if you're operating out the Spirit. There was 1,000 years before Genesis 6, or Genesis 3, excuse me, Genesis 6-day creation, and the Shabbat set apart, 7th-day creation, of the formed Adam, who was given the set apart spirit, and Eve was taken from his DNA. She had everything he had. They were gods. They were angels. They were judges of the earth. They were. They were judges of everything. But when you read it, if your mind's already programmed to be against this woman, everything you read in the scripture points to the woman. And the truth is, you're not getting to understanding the simplicity that's in Yahushua. It's all about Israel. It's about the assembly. It's about us and Yahushua. That's Paul told you that mystery. I speak of Yahushua and the assembly. That's what the whole book is. It's a mystery to many because they're operating out the flesh. They can't understand the Spirit. Opposition, those who they call it, the world calls it Antichrist, the ones who have opposition with our heavenly Father Yahushua, they have come forward to tell you it's Hebrew. They came forward to tell you this is what the scripture means, and they're reading it only with the flesh because that's all they have to work with. That's why we go through the scriptures. We show you what Paul said. Paul said, yeah, they came out from us, but they were not of us. If they were of us, they would have remained with us, but they went out from us so they could make manifest to you. All Israel will be saved, but all Israel's not Israel. They look just like Israel. They're right in the fold. But are they really the fold? No. They're ravishing wolves in sheep clothing. They're hirelings. Many of them right now are hirelings over the Most High's people. And they don't care for the flock. Their message is against Yahushua because it omits Yahushua. They will say, I love Jesus, I love Yahushua. They'll say that. But the spirit, the fruit, are you testing it? Because if they truly loved him, they would keep him in the word. Change the incorruptible image now to a flesh man, which is the number of the beast, 666. It's not that hard to understand, but it says, do you love the truth? Are you operating out the spirit? Do you want to know? We're going to go there. I want to make sure everybody got to get what this is about now. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little further now. We know in Genesis 3 that was one of the deceptions of Satan because they were gods. Knowing good and evil, they were judges. We're going to get to that part, but hold on. I want to take you a couple more spots. So we know in Genesis 3, Satan deceived Adam and Eve both because they both got kicked out of the garden with some they already had. Okay? Let's go now to Psalms 82. Psalms 82. I'm going to read. I'm going to be precepting here and there and there, but hey, we know Psalms 82 speaks of that. Yahushua quoted Psalms 82. Let's go to Psalms 82 and find out what's there. Remember, Psalms 82 is right before Psalms 83, where it told that we would no more be a nation because these other nations didn't want us to be a nation, the Most High. Okay, that's who the Father put against us for chastisement, but many try to bring him in right now. Even though the Father can clearly tell you in the book of Genesis, you know, hey, I hate Esau. He tell you that in what, Romans 2? I hate Esau. But Jacob have I loved. But they want to bring everybody in because nobody is operating out the spirit to see the deception. They don't know who Esau is. Oh, Esau gone. Esau, he no more here. I got clips. I can let you hear some of these sites. Oh, Esau, he a black man. No, you're not reading the scripture. You're not operating out the spirit. He was from a different nation. He was not a Hebrew. You don't understand the parable of the wheat and tare. You don't understand that we're taking a spiritual walk here. The word is spiritual. We're not talking the flesh. Yeah, of the flesh, yeah, he came from Rebekah and he came from Isaac. But in the spirit, he was not our father. He was not a chosen seed. Matter of fact, he wasn't even called. Let's go back. Ye shall be as gods. Where else was it quoted? Let's go to Psalms 82, family. I'm going to pick up at verse 1, and I'll probably read through 8. Yeah, I'm going to read Psalms 82, verses 1 through 8. And many of you have read this, but we're going to read it again. It reads, Yahushua standeth in the congregation, the assembly of the Almighty, of the Mighty. The word mighty means angels, godlike one. That's what you're going to find in the Strong Concordance, but it's talking about the people, the assembly. Yahushua standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Okay, he's talking about his people. He judges among the gods. Well, the gods are rulers, judges, divine men, divine ones, I'm sorry, angels. And he already told us, ye shall be as gods. So he's talking, and that's what Satan gave Eve, which was the truth. Because Yahushua said in the congregation of the mighty. Who are the mighty? Well, those are the people, the angels, okay, the divine ones, the judges. It says he judges among the gods. These are your same ones that's from Genesis. These gods are rulers and judges, angels. It says, how long will ye judge unjustly? Psalms 82, you better go back to Old Covenant and realize that that's one of the reasons we got scattered. Because it takes many to go to the New Covenant under Paul and understand that we are judges. Because they don't want to look up the word and figure out that's what Old Covenant was saying. That's why Satan is able to manipulate, twist words and take leaven, so say precepts, and go here and there with it, because you're not reading, you're not studying to show yourself approved. You're not rightly dividing the word. You see? You better go and find out what these words mean. Now, it says, I'm going to go there. I'm going to start from the beginning. This is Psalms 82. Yahushua standing in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly? He's speaking to the gods, the angels, and accept the person of the wicked, Selah. The judgment wasn't to the righteous. The unjust, led by serpents, were following their practices, was wickedness. They're very wicked. They have made what is, they have flipped what is good to make it evil, and people appreciate the evil but shun the good. Because any of these lessons coming from these serpents teaching, now calling themselves mores, teachers, or elders, and they're supposed to teach because they are a man, their messages are full of babble, confusion. They're anti-Yahushua in nature. So Yahushua lets you know, how long will ye judge? These are the gods, which is us. How long will ye judge unjustly? And accept the person of the wicked. Remember how it said in Ezekiel 13? It said that when these lying prophets start to speak, the righteous are made sad, but it strengthens the arm of the wicked. And he also said that they make people confirm their word. Because they turn the truth of the Father's word into wickedness, people listen to a man and put it over the Creator, and they say, that's right, brother, because I'm reading too, and that's what it say. But they're not, none of them operating out the Spirit. Yahushua wants to know. He says, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. He tells you what you should be doing. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness as if dead, right? All the foundations of the earth are out of course. All the foundations of the earth are out of course, family. What did Satan tell Eve? Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. They were rulers. They were judges. He gave them what they already had. Now, Yahushua was saying, we can say what's happening today. You're going to have some man, and I'm going to say for what it is, a man, M-A-N. I didn't mix my words up. And they're going to say the Father told them to give you this message. And they're going to tell you how they're judging you by things that are of the flesh. The Father ain't dealing with no flesh. He ain't worried about no tattoos on your body. He ain't worried that you didn't dip yourself in some water, got cleaned up, took the dirt off your behind, and now, you're supposed to be his. But they'll tell you all these things. And people love that wickedness, and they support that wickedness, and they follow that wickedness. They've made you confirm Paul's letters into a woman being in subjection, asking her husband at home, when Paul was rebuking that nonsense. But many believe it. Many don't want to hear the spiritual truth, what Paul was really speaking of. When Paul spoke, he was talking about Yahushua and the assembly. Somebody talking the flesh, somebody giving you what the Father said, flesh and blood will not enter. You keep going with this flesh, you ain't entering into the kingdom. Somebody lied to somebody. So he says to them, the righteous thing to do if you're going to be a judge, he says, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Who's the wicked? If you really understand the truth, Israel was wicked because they hearkened to the word of a man. They loved the creature more than the creator. They're still doing it in 2014 because they tell you the creature tell you he's supposed to teach, not because he was chosen. That's the truth. Not because he was chosen. Because he chose himself just like Jeroboam chose the basis of men. Oh, you got something between your legs, get up there and teach. And then they come with this division in their message. They come with this message that you got no power. You got no spirit. You're not, they say you're spiritual, but they tell you to get ready to flee Babylon. They tell you to do these feast days. You got to do something to prove your righteousness. It's the law. When Yahushua clearly told everyone, warning them, the scribes and the Pharisees, they're sitting in Moses' seat. That was the law-giving seat. And he called these same scribes and Pharisees who sat in Moses' seat hypocrites. They kept pushing the law. Well, doesn't the law say it? Well, who's going to tell you about the law? Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading this. Psalms 82. Yahushua was standing in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and except the person of the wicked, Selah. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. all the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children or sons of the Most High. All of you are the children of the Most High. The word children means ben, Hebrews 11:21. It means sons of God or angels. So what is that? That's children comprised of men and women. He says, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you're gods. What does that mean? Let's go a little further. But ye shall die like men. The word men is talking about flesh. And fall like one of the princes. Arise, O Yahuwah, or Yahushua, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. You're going to inherit all 12 tribes, so judge them. Now, he told them that ye are gods. But what did he speak to prior to telling them in Psalms 82 that ye are gods? Well, he was talking about judgment, righteous judgment. People weren't doing it. Lord God there is speaking of judges. Also, they were angels, yes, but the judges is what he was talking about. The judgment wasn't correct. Go read Old Covenant. We did not keep righteous judgment. Today, I listen to some people's lesson. They'll have a sister call in and tell you that man abusing her, he ain't paying child support, he got five kids, and she will say, well, I had to go take him to, you know, because the system will make you take that man to child support if you're going to get any free thing to help you. But they'll look at that woman and condemn her. Why'd you do that? You know, that's a federal charge, and the man won't ever be able to do it, and the man is. Well, wait a minute. Where's the righteousness of the sister? Who the man beating her behind, he ain't taking care of his responsibility. They always want to look at why the sister alone, why the black woman all alone. Oh, because of her big black mouth. No man want to hear all that stuff. The word says, put that woman in submission. The truth is, the men were unrighteous in the old covenant. The truth is, the women were unrighteous in the old covenant. The truth is, we went underneath the curses. Why is that woman alone? Well, we still need the curses. I'm not going to give her no credit. I'm not going to give him no credit, but they both did wrong, just like Adam and Eve. They underneath the curses. When they come into the truth, favor will be given to both of them. If they come and to the Father's word correctly in spirit and truth. But they would just give you the bad side for that woman. She no good. Look what she did. She went filed charges with the system. And now they got a federal charge against this man. He's always going to be in his record. He can't get in a job. Not worried if that sister still got her eyeballs connected in her head. If the children haven't been abused sexually or physically by the man. They don't care about none of that. They will just tell you about what you've done wrong. You can't divorce that man, according to most of these brothers. They'll tell you to stick right with him. He can divorce her, but she can't divorce him. When there's a marriage, the man can get many wives. But see, that woman, that man owned that woman, but that woman does not own him. Now you tell me, is that righteous judgment? You know our Father is all about righteousness. Come on. But people, the wicked love the lies. Both men and women have loved wickedness, and they love the lie. Some of them, they just have never truly heard the truth, and they're not really seeking the Father. But when they do decide to come out of that nastiness and stop helping the wicked and loving the wicked, when the truth of the word is spoken by the Spirit, by one of his anointed. Well, I can take you all through this book. You want to know? I'll give it to you because the Father gave it to me. But do you love the word? See, when I bring the word forth, you should have liberty. Not be put in further darkness and put in put at the bottom of the barrel. I'm speaking to the sons and the daughters of the Most High. But that's what these wicked will do. Let's go a little further. Our Father is talking about judges. He says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children, okay, of the Most High. But ye shall die like men. You can die like flesh, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O Yahushua, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. That's the 12 tribes. If you don't understand that the nations, the word nations, many times in the scripture, people think, oh, that means they bring in all the nations. No, you better go to the book of Jeremiah. Read chapter 1. You get it. I've gone over that. Understand what it means by when it says kingdoms. They only talking about the split of the Israel nation being into two kingdoms under King Solomon, the northern and southern kingdom. When they say nations, they're talking about the 12 tribes. Let's not make our history book into the world history book. We had enough of that in school. We had enough of that in Christianity. We're going to stick with the Father's word. Through the Spirit, you're going to know the truth. All right, so we're going to take this now to John 1. I already read it, but I'm going to read it again. John 1, verses 1 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahushua, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of Yahuwah, full of grace and truth. So he had the Spirit, right? No spirit was put into him. He was a spirit. The Word was not put into Yahushua. He was the Word that was with Yahuwah. He was there in the beginning. See? Now, let's go to John 10. Oh, I have a footnote down here. Let me look at my footnote, what I put down here for y'all. I have a footnote. Oh, no, I'm not going to go to that footnote. There's many things in there. I don't want to go through all that. Let's go back up. I want to wrap this up for y'all so y'all can understand. Many people don't understand the scripture. Let's go to John 10. Okay. I'm looking at this. Now, you know where I want to go before I even go any further, family? I got to go back because I'm going to do about a spirit. The notes are not in order. I'm reading what the Father gives me, but I want to make another point. I want to make sure everybody gets this. Hold on a second. I'm praying that I ain't lose my notes here. Sometimes I go to my site and my notes are just gone. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll just go ahead and I'm going to follow it. I want to stick with the subject, ye are gods, because that is what was given to Adam and Eve in the garden. Actually, was given to Eve. We want to get precise. But did he deceive just Eve? No, because Adam took of it too. He must have heard something, and he partook of that. She gave whatever the serpent gave her to Adam. But we know they weren't talking about a piece of fruit. That tree and its fruit was forbidden. That was a spirit. That was Babel. That was confusion. Adam and Eve both partook of it. See, Adam was first formed, and then Eve. But Adam, he wasn't deceived. But Eve transgressed. The woman transgressed. Yahushua, the man, Adam, he wasn't deceived. But Israel was deceived. Israel is still deceived in 2014 because Israel, they don't want to hearken to the true messenger of the fathers to give them the spiritual word. Much of Israel will say that person's spiritual and this person's spiritual. But when you look at what the people are teaching, that's not spiritual. They don't tell you to wait upon Yahushua, rest on Yahushua. They will tell you, hey, you know, these people are teaching their spiritual, but these people are telling you to take Yahushua's spiritual arm and make it into a flesh arm. Try to save yourself. Because Yahushua talks about the mark of the beast is your understanding between your eyelids, as it says in the Old Covenant, which is just your understanding. Your understanding is the perverted word, and it's a flesh. And what you do with your hands, this is work of flesh. When it's not about work at all, family. That's why you have the mark of Yahuwah on you, which is just a spiritual understanding. There's no mark in your hand for Yahushua. But the mark of the beast, you're doing something with your hands because you've learned a faulty doctrine of flesh, and it's of a man. The number 666. I'll go with that when I do Revelation with the 666. I'll explain that to you. But right now, that's enough. That's all you need to know. Let's go further. We can go to Corinthians 6. We're going to hear about it again. Ye are gods. It was said in the scripture. Satan didn't give them anything that they didn't already have. It tells us, this is Paul's writing, 1 Corinthians 6. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, Are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? Who are the angels? Well, that's our people. That's what we're judging, is the angels, our people. Those who get led astray and fall, you know, but those who are righteous angels, too. They either going to go one way or the other way. We're the judges of the earth. I got to read this again, make sure y'all get it. We're talking about judges here. 1 Corinthians 6. Dare any of you having a matter against another? This is our history book, family. Go to law before the unjust. Who was unjustly with the law in the new covenant that Yahushua warned you of? The scribes and the Pharisees, they're sitting in Moses' seat, the law-giving seat. What was the prophets of old telling you what was going on? You got to change from your wicked ways. You have to judge what's righteous, have righteous judgment in the land. Do this, do this, do this. But it was judgment. Israel get lost with judgment. They don't even know that they are the ones that's supposed to be judging, not the unrighteous, not the wicked, not the generation of vipers. See, I'm not going to take you to the world because we know the world's against us. We know the laws of the wicked are crazy right now. That's just repay back for what we did when we had the opportunity to do righteous judgment. And now we're under unrighteous judgment in this world. But what is he talking about here? What is Paul speaking of? Who is he speaking to? Why was Yahushua crucified? Did you not read Matthew? And the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees, all those came against Yahushua. They had already deceived many of the people, just like Eve was deceived. That's what Paul said, I want to come to you. I'm with righteous jealousy that I should espouse you to one husband. Okay? It's simplicity. All this is all simplicity if you're operating out the Spirit. So it says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, dare any of you having a matter against another go to the law before the unjust? You can't take your law to the unjust. They ain't keeping it. And not before the saints. That right there are your gods, the saints. But they're all angels, but some are fallen. And particularly some are tares. Put right in there in leadership position, judging the people, and our people hearken to that. They think that that's righteous. The evil one has made what is good now bad. They got a scripture that I can't think of it right now. Many of y'all may know it. But this is what has happened, family. He says, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the assembly. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbeliever. We're not talking about the world. We're talking about Israel. Remember, Yahushua said, will I find faith? That's an unbeliever. So he says, now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law with one another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of the Most High, the children of the flesh, the children of the devil? Right? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, I can't pronounce that word, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Why do you say that? Well, that could be what happened in Genesis 6. It could be what King Solomon did. It could be what is spoken in the book of Enoch as well as the second book of Adam and Eve. They always went to the other nations, our people. It says, why do ye not rather, he says, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's with the world. It says, I'm going to go a little further, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of our Father. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of Yahushua and by the Spirit of our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be bought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and belly for meats. But Yahushua shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for Yahushua. And Yahushua for the body. And Yahuwah hath both raised up Yahushua and will also raise us up by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Yahushua? Shall I then take the members of Yahushua and make them the members of a harlot? Who was that harlot in Revelations, family? Who was the harlot in the Old Covenant? The scribes and the Pharisees, the den of vipers, the lying prophets, the seed of the serpent will tell you that harlot was how a woman was, a black woman. She was a harlot. They'll go to all these stores and see that nasty woman. You better know the daughter of Zion is not a nasty harlot black woman, but it was Israel. It was our people, comprising of men and women. So he says, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Yahushua? Shall I then take the members of Yahushua and make them the members of an harlot? Yahuwah forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But they want you to have many, many wives. That's not the law of our Father. That's not righteous. That's not righteous. What? Know ye not that which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. That goes back to Adam and Eve, the first man and woman of the fathers. They joined together. They were husband and wife. They became one flesh. Now today, we got concubines flying around here. I got to show y'all some of this concubine mess, too. I got a lot to show y'all, but we're going to take it one step at a time. So he says, but he that is joined unto Yahushua is one spirit. Yahushua and Yahuwah are one, family. You know, we're one spirit with our Heavenly Father and with the Word, who was a spirit in the beginning. He was made manifest, that's the Word, that's the Spirit, that's Yahushua, and he dwelt among us. So he says, but he that is joined unto Yahushua is one spirit. He's speaking of all our bodies, the members of Yahushua, the children of, how do you say, like to say, the sons of God or the children of God. Well, these are the children of Yahushua. He says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. I'm going to read that again. Telling us to flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Why? Why? Family, because we were whores and harlots. We're not talking about sexual fornication. In these verses, many of these verses, some verses, yeah, to be talking about a man can't lay with a man, a woman can't lay with a woman. But right here, he's talking about the spiritual matter. That's what he's talking about. This is all spiritual. He says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doth is without the body. But he that commits fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Spirit, which is in you, the set-apart spirit, which ye have of Yahushua, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify Yahushua in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahuwah's. Topic, what's the topic, family? You're gods. You're judges. We're going to go other places. Let me just do this. I'm checking out my little chat line and stuff. Oh, yeah, y'all there. Hey, shalom, shalom, shalom. We have 38 minutes in the second hour. I'm going to take a break, give you guys to take a break, and then we'll come back and get more understanding. Okay, family, I want to go there because, hey, some people need to hear the truth. Some people don't know the truth. Some people know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly that they're leading people astray. So we have to go to the Father's word, the truth. I'm going to play a song. Be right back, family. Stay tight.
Everybody loves love.
Why is it perfect? in the White House, in our home, on our job, on the street, love prevails. Let love shine through you. You can say hello, love. How you doing? How are you?
All right, we're back. We're back. We're at the second hour. We have about 33 minutes left of the lesson. And the title of today's lesson are Ye Shall Be As Gods. We're going to continue because, family, when you really understand the leaven that the Pharisees have brought forward to the children of Israel and the warning has been there and our people just won't hearken, ye shall be as gods. That statement was said first in Genesis because we are the judges of this earth, both the men and the women, the sons of the Most High, which are the children of the Most High. He offered Satan, the devil, okay, he offered them, the Spirit offered them what they already had. He offered them what he could not give them, the truth, the Spirit. Cain's genealogy doesn't have the truth. The Spirit is not there. That's why Paul said they can claim Abraham, they can claim his lineage, they can claim Hebrew. They can claim Israelites. So we're speaking of Jacob's lineage right here. They can claim all these things. It narrows it down from Abraham to Jacob to being an Israelite, the children of Israel. But they can't claim the word, the Spirit, the truth. There is no truth in them. Now I want to take you guys. I'm going to take you guys back to John 10. Let's go to John 10 now. I gave a link to the chat line. Everybody else, just open up your Bibles. You can read it for yourself. You can do it later or you can do it now. It's up to you. Let's go. John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. That's why I did that lesson, Robbers in the Midst of Israel. They're right there with us in the gate. People don't recognize what they're seeing. He says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. But we got this hireling that leadeth the people to error. Many people can't figure this out. They want to blame a woman and a child. Let's go for the Spirit. Let's operate out of it. Let's get the truth. It says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable, this was a parable, family, spake Yahushua unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Many don't understand the parables today. They give you a whole different understanding for them parables. They give you a different understanding of all the scripture because they're operating at the flesh. The message is different. Now, everybody worried about sex. Everybody worried about a man and a woman. Nobody worried about the real things that we did wrong in the old covenant because it ain't about a man and a woman. It's about the children of Israel and not obeying. That's what all this is about, family. But it says, this parable spake Yahushua unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Yahushua said unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door, and I will say, I am. I am. That's what he said. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man, which means any person, talking about the Hebrews, enter in, he shall be saved. We can precept that back to Acts 4. Let's precept it back. Because somebody I know don't know. When we go to Acts 4, verse 12, let's go there. If you got a Bible, go ahead and open it up. Okay, I'm going to read to you. Because this is the same thing as what Yahushua is saying. Okay, he said in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men, given among the people, whereby we must be saved. So when people try to take you to Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1, I'll take you there. And this is what they say. This is how you can test the spirit. All the words have to align. They tell you that there's four powers of authority in 1 Corinthians 11. The Most High, Yahushua, a man, and then a woman. Then, like I said, you go to Isaiah. Go to Isaiah 4, and they will tell you this lie. In Isaiah 4:1, they will say that, see, this is talking about a man and a woman. They will tell you that the woman, because she didn't have to set apart a spirit, she can sin, it don't matter. But the man's going to get punished in Isaiah 3. That's why there'll be more women than men entering into the kingdom. This is the lie that's going around now. They will tell you that Isaiah 4:1 is speaking of a physical man and seven physical women. They will tell you, it says, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach or our shame. Because they tell you that man is Yahushua on earth to that woman. He is her covering. But they have beguiled you and twisted and perverted the truth of the word. And there's only one name, and that name is Yahushua, which is the mediator between the people and the Father. You can't get salvation if you exclude him. What they're teaching many of our people, and our people loved it. They love to have it like that. They love evil. Isaiah 4, in that day, seven women, the assemblies, spoken of in Revelation, seven of them, the churches. Whatever word you want to use, but it's not talking about a physical woman. Seven assemblies. She'll take hold of one man. What one man? Well, the only mediator between Yahuwah and his people. That man, Yahushua. They're going to take hold of Yahushua, saying, we will eat our own bread. We're going to stop being harlots. We'll wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name. Okay? We call upon the name of Yahushua, or nothing goes to the Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. That's the name we call on for salvation. That's the only name that's going to take away our reproach or our shame. So going back, let's go back. Some people got to hear it. So he says, now, I'm going to go back a little bit just so you can get it. Verse 7 of John 10. Then spake Yahushua unto them again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man, any person entereth in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. He'll find rest. He'll find shalom. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, or a serpent, or a thief, or a robber, or a scribe and a Pharisee, or a more, or, come on, y'all know where I'm going with this, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeing the wolf cometh. What? The wolf in sheep clothing. Hey, he seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Why were our people scattered? Because we had the hireling, the wolf in sheep clothing. We had the dragon, or the lamb that spake like a dragon, leading the people. We had the beast, the number of a man, 666. We had the false prophet. We had the lying prophet. Let me stop there. I'm gonna just tell you, you better understand these words in Scripture, and don't get upset because I have to say the word man, because you're not paying attention to Scripture, because the Father says the word man. You better understand this. And when he says a man, he's talking about a man. That's just the truth of it. They perverted the whole book to you, and now instead of looking at the truth, they throw it on a woman. That'll really lead you off the path of that man. Because in the flesh, when you read it, it says woman, woman, woman. But you're not operating out the spirit. Father never put a division between his people, but he told you the truth of the word. And he even gave you hints through the revealing in John. It's the number of a man. The number is 666. All right, let's go a little further. He says, a thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The other, he says, and other sheep, talking about the northern and southern kingdom. Now he's going to talk about the northern kingdom. He says, and other sheeps I have, which are not of this fold, okay, not of the southern kingdom, them also I must bring in. They're known as Gentiles and devils, okay? When they don't hearken to the Father and they were out in the world living in through the flesh, they were known as devils. That takes you back to the apocalypse of Abraham. Even some of those who derived from Azazel will be called sons of the Most High. Because they only had the hireling there teaching them a faulty doctrine. But when they hear the word, when they seek the Father, when they operate out the Spirit, that will draw them back to the truth. To seek the Father. They have to repent. They have to come back righteous. Come out from among her. Among what? The Babel, the confusion. Mystery Babylon. That's nothing but confusion. But who leads, who's the grand leader in Mystery Babylon? Well, it's the hireling. It's the scribes and the Pharisees. It's a generation of vipers that's right in the midst of Israel, leading them, giving them a faulty and perverse message, omitting Yahushua, their only salvation. They're blocking the way for the kingdom, for the children to enter the kingdom, and they're making them more children of hell than themselves. All I'm doing is precept and precept and precept, and hopefully you'll catch on. So he tells you, he says, and let me read, I'm going to pick up at verse 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father Yahuwah. There was a division, therefore, again amongst the Hebrews for these sayings. And many of them said, he is a devil. He is mad. Why hear ye him? Why y'all listening to this man? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil? Can a devil open it the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Yahushua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came Hebrews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Redeemer, tell us plainly. Now Yahushua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man, any person, pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. That's why I took you guys back. Scripture where Yahushua will say, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written of me. He was in the old covenant. He is the mediator talking to Moses, talking to Jacob, talking to all the forefathers before. See, when you realize, I can't remember which scripture it is, I'm thinking off head here, but I read it to you guys, where they'll talk about, I think it's John, he'll say, I'm giving you a new covenant, although it's not new, because it was before. Remember, there's no new thing underneath the sun. Yeshua was in the old covenant. He just was the word in the new old covenant that was made flesh and dwelt among us as Yeshua in a body, in a vessel. He dwelt right with his people. But there wasn't nothing new there, because many of the things that you read in the new covenant, you can go back to old covenant. The favor, the grace is there. The liberty is there. Those spiritual things. He tells you to circumcise the heart, not the flesh. That's in the old covenant too. But many of us just don't know the truth. We don't know the truth that ye are gods. Ye are the ones supposed to be judging. But we didn't judge righteously. Ye are angels. You're angels wrapped in flesh. Or shall I say a spirit, which is an angel, wrapped in flesh. It's not about the flesh, it's about the spirit. The spirit is the truth. Those who are operating out the spirit are operating out the truth. Those who are operating out the flesh, they got the lie, devil as their father. So when we go a little further, at verse 31. Then the Hebrews took up stones again to stone him. Now remember, Yeshua just said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Then the Hebrews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Hebrews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself a God. Well, shoot, that's what they're doing today. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own. Ye are your father, a devil, taking it to job. I'm quoting John 8:44. Yeshua was telling you about what they do. They were the ones who take the incorruptible image of our father, Yeshua, and make it into an image that's corruptible of a man. But they're telling Yeshua right here, they want to stone him. First of all, they're going to say, for good works, we're not going to stone you for that, but for blasphemy. That's the same thing they tell me. They go, look, you are blaspheming. You are a harlot. You are a Jezebel. You don't love the word. I'm like, you don't know the word, and you sure don't know my father. Because if you did, when I speak, you should know I'm speaking on his behalf. It's the same repetitive thing in different ways, but it's being done over and over and over. Nobody seems to recognize this. But they're going to tell you, Yeshua, that he blasphemed. Because that thou, being a man, remember, he was the word that was with our Heavenly Father in John 1. He manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. But they're saying that he maketh himself a God. Make himself God. That's what it says in there. But hold on. We got to go there. Now, this is Yeshua quoting this. Check out what he says to them. Yeshua answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Yeshua said, listen to it again, family. This is Yeshua in the new covenant talking to these Hebrews. He said, is it not written in your law? I said, because why did he say I said? Because he was the mediator. He was in the old covenant. He was with Moses. He said, I said this. Ye are gods. Yeah. The devil can't offer you what you are. He can't offer you what's not his. He offered you Yeshua the kingdom if he would bow before him. Now today, it don't even take that for the Hebrews to bow to Satan and submit themselves so low to the devil and his seed. It takes very little, because instead of our people doing like the Father said, precept must be on precept upon precept, rightly divide the word of truth, of spirit. Our people refuse to do that. They'd much rather me not openly rebuke these Negroes and tell them, well, you know, they said the daughter of Zion is a woman. They said a woman needs to shut up, be quiet, humble herself, be quiet. She is second-class citizens. Actually, all the goyim are more than that Hebrew woman. If I rebuke with the truth the word, they don't want to hear that. They rather what that man said. They rather listen to the created more than the creator. when they talk about year of God, they'll say, see, that's a man. That's why you hear that song, Booty, and they're telling you they want to, that's the fallen angels. They want to go and take all the women of the other nation. Now, they're going to have your butt, too. These are the concubines now, because many wives, either they want to take a bunch of Hebrew wives or they'll take from the other nation, too. Don't matter. But Yahushua kept bringing them back to the beginning, that two flesh became one, and nobody getting this. Many have learned the doctrine of devils. Many have eaten the sacrifices made to devils because man ordained many of these feast days. This wasn't the feast days ordained by our Father. It wasn't in Jerusalem, but many are keeping these things, and they can't figure it out in Scripture. They have many eating foods that are for the devil, sacrificed to the devil, to devils is what it says. But who is the devil in Scripture? You know, you better get with the real with this. So anyhow, he said, Yahushua said, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of Yahuwah came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified and set into the world. Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of the Father. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracles, but all the things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. See, family, when you get to understand, it says ye are gods. The word God has many, many meanings. You go look it up, it's Hebrews 4:30, Elohim. A lot of people don't understand the beginning because they don't understand what these words mean. They don't understand John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Well, that makes no sense, but the truth of it is, if you just read it, you'll get it. Hey, it means many things. But when it's saying that ye are gods, he's saying that we are, Hebrews 4:30, we're rulers, we're judges, we're divine ones, we're angels. That's all that means. Now, I want to take you guys somewhere. In Exodus 7, verse 1, and Yahushua said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Everybody wonder, why was it just Miriam? Because I hear people go with that all the time. Why was Miriam only given leprosy? Because the word prophetess is speaking of someone who sings a word, a divine word. Not that she was given divine understanding like Moses and Aaron. They got different prophetess. You got to go look those words up. Miriam was not a prophetess, not like what they claimed the old prophetess were, where they were getting this divine revelation revealing to them. She wasn't that. Moses was. Aaron was. So it said, Yahushua said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh. You're going to judge Pharaoh. And Aaron, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Go to Exodus 21:6. It says, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. You go look that word, it's the same thing. It's Hebrews 4:30. That's what that word judges mean. He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with that awl, and he shall serve him forever. We were judges. We were gods. We are, really still. When you go a little further, Exodus 22, verses 8 and 9, it tells us, if the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether we have put his hands unto his neighbor's goods. For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, the gods, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. But people don't want righteous judgment. That word God is talking about rulers. We are rulers. The Father will lift his people up, his angels. See, when Satan offered Eve that, she was already that. Adam was already that. He offered them something he couldn't even offer them, really. But they believed. They were deceived. They already were those. We can keep reading about it in Scripture. I'm going to take y'all somewhere else. I ain't done with y'all yet. Now, Psalms 40, okay? Because, see, I keep telling y'all, you got to understand, these lying scribes, Pharisees, den of viper, generation of vipers, serpent seed, lying prophets, man of sin, antichrist, all these words, all the same thing. Talking about one thing, right amongst the Most High's people. They get our people to do all kind of craziness. They have our people believing in lies. I just want to read this for you. Psalms 40, verses 6 through 8. It reads, sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my Father. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Now, this was in the book of Psalms. This was David. Now, you're going to hear the same thing to find out who is he speaking about. Who is he talking about? I want to read one verse, but I want to read it all to you guys. This is Hebrews 10. I first want to read verse 7 just to make the connection. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Yahuwah. So we're seeing that in the book of Psalm, David was dealing with Yahushua. Okay? He wasn't worried about them sacrifices and those offerings, and he wanted spiritual thanksgiving. Okay, that's all he wanted. But the lying scribes and Pharisees got people doing works of the devil. That is not what we're supposed to be doing. Many people will get this who are in the spirit, many won't. But I pray you're understanding. I want to take you to all of Hebrews chapter 10. Because we're going to talk about these sacrifices a little bit more. Maybe you'll get it. But I want to go there. Because what's righteous in the land, if I tell the people, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. Because I'm a watcher. I'm also a judge, just like Deborah was. All Israel, not one, all Israel, not just the women, all Israel. You're supposed to follow instructions. I'm showing you what the word says. I pray you love the word. Let's go to Hebrews 10. I'm going to give the chat line where I'm reading from. Everybody else can open up. Everyone else who wants to know the truth of these matters, you open up. You get the truth here. And if somebody else come give you a lie, you take them to the scriptures we're going to read because this is our Father's word. Family, we have about 5 minutes left, so I'm just going to say it ahead of time. It looks like everybody already did it, but I might get cut off. I don't have very much more to go, but I will open up the chat line. If anybody want to call in and raise their hand, I'll open up the line. You can speak as soon as I get through this. Now, this number that you should be calling, family, let me get the right number up here. The number is 646-595-4111. If you want to talk and hear us, because you're going to get cut off in about 5 minutes. 646-595-4111. Okay, we're going to continue. You should be as God's. We're not done. Let's go to Hebrews 10 real quick. Hebrews 10. When you go to Hebrews 10, it says, and it's important people get this. This is all of what the lying scribes are lying to you about. And we're going to read it all here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. I pray y'all in for some knowledge and some wisdom, the riches of our Father. I pray that's what you want because the Father said his people. He knows your tribulations, your poverty, and so forth. But you're rich. Why are you rich? Because you got the wisdom and the knowledge. You're operating out the Spirit. You got it. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they're you, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. Their father's the devil. They teach of the flesh. Now let's get to the Father's word and see what is truth from lies, family. Hold on. You know, I have to take my sip. All right, let's go there. Hebrews chapter 10. It reads, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. All this stuff stopped. because the worshipers once purged should have no need more conscious of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said it, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. He said, prepare me a body. That was his vessel. Two parents, Mary and Joseph, I don't care what the world tells you, it was Mary and Joseph, the sons of David, the loins of David, the children of David. Mary and Joseph, they produced through sex a body for Yahushua, a vessel for Yahushua's spirit to dwell in. That's word. That's scripture. Can't go past that. If you do anything else, you've learned the flesh lie, the lie of the world. So he says, let me say that again, verse 5, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, speaking of Yahushua, he said it, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do thy will, O Father. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Father. He taketh away the first, everything of the first, that he may establish the second. He took away the old covenant and established a new covenant. Yahushua said, I didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill everything that the prophet, ain't nobody giving you no new revelation. He did it, he completed it, he finished it. Now, the prophets today are only supposed to teach you, not give you revelations of Obama being the next president and craziness, having this vision. Vain visions, I call it, because that's what the Father going to call it. Ain't nobody getting no vision to bring you in a location for safety and you to 144. Yahushua told you, if they say, lo, he is here, go not. If he says he's over here, go not. People are going to lie to you. You're going to be deceived. Uh-oh, 90 seconds, family. 90 seconds. Y'all got to know the truth from the lie, because y'all be thinking, George just want to have something to talk about. Oh, George just want to be heard. I heard people say that about me. No, baby. I don't speak from man. I speak from the man, Yahushua, through the Spirit. Get it straight. If you want to say something about me, at least tell the truth. Okay. We got about 90 seconds, family. 646-595-4111. Okay, 60 seconds now. They're going to keep interrupting me. I'm going to go on with it, though. So let's go back to verse 9. The same thing is being said by Yahushua. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahuwah. That was his father. He taketh away the first, which was the old covenant, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are, wait a minute, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahushua, once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, speaking of Yahushua, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of his Father. 10 seconds. Hey, Shabbat Shalom for all of you who will not be listening. Go to the archives to finish it up. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. All right, back to the word, family. They shouldn't interrupt me anymore. Now it said, let's go there again. I'm going to pick up at verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahuwah, from hence expecting till his enemies are made footstools. Now, what enemies? There are many enemies in the scripture. Many enemies. Well, we ain't worried about the ones that are our brothers. They're enemies, too, is because they got the faulty doctrine, because they're going to make it back, too. But there's other enemies, which are anti-Christ, as they like to say, anti-against Yahushua. We ain't worried about the enemies of the whole world, because the Father used them to come against us. He talking about serpent seed. He talking about the anti-Christ. Paul said there's many of them. That was a word they used for the synagogue of Satan. Another term that is used is man of sin. Well, why is he a man of sin? Because he was given the law. Paul said they came out from us, but they were not of us. The word says, Paul said it too, he said, all Israel will be saved, but not all Israel is of Israel. So this man of sin, he is a law transgressor. But we'll follow the laws that the scribes and the Pharisees, the man of sin, the man of perdition, gives them. When Yahushua gives you a spiritual understanding to everything, let's read a little bit more. He tells us, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahuwah, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And you can get that understanding by going to Genesis chapter 2. The ones who were formed, the ones who had the set apart spirit, Adam and Eve on the seventh day, that's our Shabbat day. That's a sanctified and blessed day. That's a set apart day. So that's who he's talking about, the lineage. Look, many are called, but few are chosen. Understand that, okay? So it says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the set-apart spirit also is witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahushua. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. So it's a spiritual thing. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission is, let me push my screen up a little bit. It says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the set apartness of the blood of Yahushua, it says, by a new and living way, that's your new covenant, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say the flesh. Again, his flesh was torn. That's the tearing of the veil they talk about. Okay? So that we are healed as a nation. Well, why is that? The healing that took place, if you go back to Isaiah 1, and read all the way Isaiah 1 to 3, you'll get it. But Isaiah 1 talks about that we were a sore, not given any ointment, not cured. Many times they say we go back to our own vomit. We were patched up. But now through the flesh, the veil was torn that our sins may be forgiven. And now we have through Yahushua once again a direct connection with our Father. But he came in the flesh to talk to his people. When he came, he was going to take them, but they weren't ready. He said, will I find faith? Let's go a little further. He says, I'm going to read it again. Let me go to verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the set apart by the blood of Yahushua, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, the flesh. And having a high priest over the house of Yahuwah, that's Yahuwah, Yahushua, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. There's no fear here. Remember, he didn't give us a spirit of fear. So he says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. When you read it, you better believe it. When he says, wait on me, you don't start packing. You don't start transporting yourself. You don't start growing herbs because the new world order. You don't start getting guns and shoot around. I'm going to kill somebody because, hey, nobody can take care of me. You better empower yourself with the word. You better add it up and start operating out the spirit. Don't you know greater is he that's within us than anything in this world? You ain't got to do nothing but seek our Father, worship and honor our Father in truth and spirit. Learn this word in spirit. Stop that all that flesh mess. That leads to destruction. You're not a child of the Most High out of the flesh. Don't you understand what's going on? we keep going over the traits of the serpent. See, many are still lying underneath them serpents and loving it. Can't wait to come against me and call me a Jezebel. But who did what in the scripture? Yahushua said, I didn't come to do away with the law of the prophets. I came to fulfill it, make it spiritual. He was always the mediator, but some people just think, oh, new covenant, this is what happened new. Not only is Yahushua brand new to the scene, but hey, all the Gentiles, all the Goyim, all the nations the Father said destroyed, now let's bring them in. Come on, hallelujah! Where, what? Look, I'm just like Paul. Who bewitched you to believe a lie? Do you not read the word? Do you not understand the word? Are you not operating out the spirit? Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get some understanding. It tells us, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Now is the time we need to be edified, edifying each other by the word. Your brother down, give him the word, give him hope, give him that faith, build him back up. If your sister, you see she going through some, look, give it a word, give it a faith, because the things that we would like to do for our family, sometimes we can't do it. But we're going to say them prayers, because what's not possible to us in the flesh is definitely possible to our Heavenly Father in the spirit. Okay? And the spirit is stronger than the flesh. So we see, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. Who is the adversary? Well, he's the devil. He got children on his earth. They've been leading the children astray all through the scriptures. We can go to the book of Genesis. We can go straight to the end of Revelation. Talk about that same adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of the Most High, the Spirit, right? The Word. And hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified as this is an unrighteous thing. You got to get water baptized. Not the Spirit. There got to be a man over you, because Yahushua tells us he's that mediator between the Most High and the people, but they look at the word man and say, see, it's the men. They pervert the truth. You can't get no truth. The Spirit is Yahushua. The Spirit is your covering. The Spirit of Yahuwah and Yahushua and the kingdom all dwell within you. You got the power. Nobody got to give you no power. My job is to empower you back to the Father, give you the faith by reading the word. Faith comes by hearing. So when we read, he said, he that despises Moses' law die without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the foot of the Most High, the Son of the Most High, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified, and a righteous thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, said Yahushua. And again, Yahushua shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Father. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, I want to go some other places, family, with this afflictions. Partially, Wallace, ye were made a gazing stock both by reproach and afflictions, and partially, Wallace, ye became companions of them that were so used, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of our Father, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my spirit shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the spirit. Through the faith, family, we know that our Father is faithful. His word will not come back void. If it's written, we believe. And we don't believe the words in English. We believe through the set of our spirit, the truth. Because what did we just read in the beginning? I know some people need to hear it again. I'll go there. Because, you see, y'all got to know what's truth from lies. Y'all got to know what made us children of the Most High. They say sons of God. That means children of Yahushua. What made us that and not children of the flesh? Well, we had the truth with us. Cain's genealogy didn't have it. That's why it was important to understand what happened in the beginning. We had to go to the second book of Adam and Eve. And the Father never wanted us to be with the children of Cain. These are your scribes and Pharisees, your serpents, children of the devil. They blended in with the world, right? They're of the world. They have a flesh heart, a flesh spirit, the spirit of the devil. So when we go to find out this truth, I read to you guys earlier, I'll just read it again. When you go to John 8:32, the word says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, what is truth? I took you to 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Yahushua, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. So, the truth or the Spirit shall make you free. You must operate in the Spirit. Can't get salvation by any other name outside of Yahushua. Somebody keep giving you flesh. Somebody is changing the incorruptible image of Yahushua into a corruptible image of a man. Many people have the mark 666, the mark of the man, a beast. I got to take you guys to some other places. I didn't read all that I had, but I'm going to take you a couple places. I'll take you a couple places. I want to take you guys. First, I'm going to read Genesis 3, verses 9 through 19, and I want to show you something in Ecclesiastes. This is just for your understanding. Oh, no, you know what? I want to do something else. Oh, no, this is what I want to do. Y'all, this is going to be off the hook because this is just going to line back up with more scripture. If you thought I was lying about what the sons of God mean, if you thought I was making up, like I really went into the pseudepigrapha and the apocrypha and wrote some of these books up which told you the truth, which verify what the foundation, which is the word, which is our scriptures that we had before us, tell you. If you believe that I'm lying to you, you ain't got the spirit because I'm speaking right what's in the word, the spirit, the truth. When I do start flowing, and that means I start precepting it for you, at that point, the spirit is taking over. I'm setting back. Yes, it might sound like I'm doing the talking because you hear my voice, but you should hear the spirit flowing through me, precepting. That's what this means. Blah, blah, blah. This is what this means. Sometimes you'll see that Sister Georgia will go really fast. The reason why I start to go fast, family, is because the precepts are coming so fast at me. I don't want to forget not one that the Father's given me. I want to make sure you get them all because you won't know this is his word, not mine. And you'll hear me go, blah, 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 blah. I can go really fast sometimes. I try to slow myself down. But I tell everybody, go in the archives, re-listen to it, because I know I go fast. I know. When I heard the spirits, I used to tell everybody, the set apart spirit would start downloading scripture to me. And it was so fast. Family, I can't explain how fast this thing was. It wasn't human possible for anybody to speak like that. But it was I heard them, every single scripture without one word missed. I heard it. And then I woke myself up because I was repeating it as it was being downloaded. That's the best way to tell it to y'all. So when I do a lesson, people ask me, Georgia, how you do that? I said, it's not me, it's the Spirit. You could say one word, it'll take me 4 or 5 different places. The Spirit, not me. Georgia don't know that much. Come on now. Yeah, I studied to show myself approved and all that, but the Father gives that to me. He'll give it to you if you seek his face. You know, you got the same power. Your prayers are just as effective as mine. Don't let nobody tell you they got to pray for you. It's all right if we come into agreement, but what I got, you got. If I'm not here and you're going to trial and tribulation, you call out to the Father. Your power, your prayers are powerful, family. All our prayers are powerful. But it don't take one person to do for another is what I'm saying. And this world tries to teach you that. It taught you that through Christianity. All these Hebrew websites seem to think that some man got to pray over you. The truth is you got the same thing as the next person. You got the power with you. Don't let nobody try to tell you you ain't got the power. What you might not be doing is operating out the Spirit, maybe. But as far as the power of the Spirit, you got it. Operate out of it. Use it. Call upon the Father through Yahushua. Speak things into existence if you need to on this earth, because the Father will let you speak, okay? If you don't speak, that's your business. But, shoot, when them people came against me, I think y'all noticed, I finally got me a new roof, family. I won a raffle, but I was the only one that last year they had so many people in the area trying to get this free roof that they had to make up new tickets. Well, this time around, I bought 7 tickets. I prayed on it. That's what I was told to do, 7 tickets. I bought 7 tickets, $3 a piece. Now, that killed me to buy them little 7 tickets, only $21, but it's tight over here for me, so I bought those 7 tickets. Went for the drawing. Well, the day I was supposed to go for the drawing, they come tell me, well, we decided we're going to put the drawing another week. I'm like, huh? Well, wait a minute, that's not fair. I didn't want it. He didn't know that I knew that nobody else bought a ticket. So I talked to that man. He didn't want to give me no leeway. This was of the enemy, of the Goyim. Father going to give me favor. I prayed on it. I said, Father, this man is coming against one of your anointed. I said, Father, let him not sleep. Let not one ticket more be sold. Father, give me proper justice. Okay, the next week, the man put it back a week, so we went for the drawing again. He tell us, hey, we changing the date again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that date changed again. Now, I had already won because I asked him. He told me. He said, we went out trying to sell tickets, but nobody bought any in 10. He said, I don't know what happened. I said, I know what happened. I said, because I talked to my Father, and what you're doing is unrighteous. I won already twice. I said, I prayed so that you would not sell another ticket. He told me, he said, well, we're going to keep it hush-hush, but you're going to get your roof. I said, I already know I am. I had already thanked the Father for that. So the day that, you know, they had everybody come up there in the 10 zip code, I won. These other white folks won in the 12 zip code. Anyhow, they picked the number 2 people. They said backup in case something would happen. So now I know my ticket was the only one there. Nobody else bought tickets for 10. And they had big old rolls of tickets waiting to be sold. Not one person bought a ticket. So when he gets for the winner of the second runner-up to me, he going to name a name. I'm like, shoot, we know what that's about. So when all the people left and I was left with him and me and my daughter were left with this man who did the raffle, he told me, oh, yeah, the name, I just put that name in there because I didn't want the people to know. I said, I already know you did that. I laughed and, look, I'm going to get my roof. They ain't came over here yet, but I will get my new roof. Family, we call things into existence when these people come against us. Greater is he that is within us than anything in this world, and you better start believing what the word says. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. I want to take you guys somewhere. I want to take you guys to Genesis 3. I'm going to read verses 9 through 19 because I want to precept it with Ecclesiastes 3, verses 10 through 22. Let's read what it says in Genesis, because y'all going to have to get this. It says, Yahushua called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. So Adam was ashamed. You getting it? Remember Isaiah? shame? Let's take your name, take away our shame. This man, Adam, he was ashamed because he was in disobedience to what the Father said. The serpent just offered them something what they couldn't have. Or not something they couldn't have, but he offered them something that he couldn't offer them because they already had it. So, and it was that you're gods, you're judges, you're angels, you are. So he said, I hid myself because, you know, I was naked. So Yahushua said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee, I commanded you, that you should not eat? The man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Now, we know he wasn't eating the tree, but what they ate was babble, confusion. Because it's confusing. Satan is offering, the devil is offering them something they already have. They were deceived. That's why when you go to 1 Timothy, it says, Adam wasn't deceived, but the woman is Israel, because Adam and Eve both were deceived. Now, let's read a little bit more. It says, and the man said, the woman that thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yahushua said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now, keep in mind who the woman is. You're going to really start to get this. So he said, and Yahushua said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did. And Yahushua said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed, the devil's seed, and between the woman's seed, that's Israel. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Verse 16, unto the woman, this is Israel, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Many people want to take ye are gods, and that woman just wants to be like the man, because they understand that we are angels. To some point, they do understand that. But then they'll tell you, see, that woman, that's why you got to rule over that woman. You can't let her talk, because they'll bring in the next voice, the verse. They'll say, and unto Adam, Yahushua said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, curses the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Going back to 16, when he talked to the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. The word sorrows, family, it says in sorrows, thou shalt bring forth children. That word sorrows is labors. It's a type of work. The word conception I had written down, it didn't take. Ooh, I'm mad. The conception, I got to look it up because I want to make sure I give this to you guys the right way. Hold on, I'm going to look up the word conception because it means something. Let's see. I thought I wrote it down. I don't see it, though. Let me just pull it up for you guys real quick. I was looking at this right before the lesson, and I want to just tell you what it's speaking of. Okay, that's in Genesis 3. It says, and thy conception, that's Hebrews 20:32. That word conception means physical conception. It means, is that the word I wanted? Conceive, woman with child. The woman that we understand with the child, you got to go to Revelations and say that was a woman and she conceived as Yahushua. It's going to go back to the same understanding. It's not talking about every time a woman have a baby. And these verses are speaking of, how to say it? These words speak of the labors that we're going to do upon the earth. I had it written down here. Oh, I got it. Instead, I wrote it down for Ecclesiastic. We won't go there. But anyhow, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow, in labor, and this is not a labor of having a child, this labor is, and let me just pop it up what I have here. This labor goes into more than that. It'll say, it's Hebrews 60:93, it'll say pain, labor, hardship, sorrow, toil. Okay? That's what that's speaking of. It's not speaking of a labor of, ooh, this pain. No, no, no. It's not talking about that labor. Let's go a little further. He says in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 10 to 22, this ties in. That's why I want to go there. When you go to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 10 to 22, you're going to hear the same thing spoken. And I'm going to tie in something else for you. You're going to really start to get this. Verse 10 reads, I have seen the travail which Yahushua hath given to the sons of men, to the children of men, to be exercised in it. Now, when you go look those words up, the word travail means occupation, task, job. Okay? And when you go to sorrow, it means labors. It's talking about the same thing, this task, this job, this labor you're going to be doing. And it talks about pain. It's not going to be something that is so easy. He said, which Yahushua hath given to the sons of men to be exercised, and that means to be bruised with, to be humbled by, to be afflicted in it. So we're going back to the same thing that Genesis 3:16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened. See, Adam and Eve represented the woman, Israel. Yahushua was giving them, you could say, curses, because you get all these blessings, like in Deuteronomy 28, but if you don't hearken, here are your curses. So when he speaks to the woman, when he speaks to Adam, he's speaking to Israel. Now, when you go to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 10 to 22, it reads, I have seen the travail. The word travail means occupation, task, job, which Yahushua has given to the sons of men, to the children of men, to be exercised in it. It means, exercise means to be bruised with, humbled, afflicted. Verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that Yahushua maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man that speaks to the people should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Yahushua. I know that whatsoever Yahushua doth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything can be taken from it. And Yahushua doth it, that men should fear before him, that the people should fear. But they got to know everything comes from our Heavenly Father. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And Yahushua required that which is past. That's the same thing as what Solomon told everybody. There's no new thing under the sun. You can't say, see, this is new. No, it's been of old. So we're reading right here in Ecclesiastes 3, it tells us, that which has been is now. Well, it told us, we're waiting for the end time. What's supposed to happen at the end? Is it just like the time of Noah? They'll be eating, drinking, and giving in marriage. Don't look at the terms today. Look at what happened during the book of Noah. Go to the book of Enoch or go to the second book of Adam and Eve. That's Genesis 6. He says, let me go there again. Where am I at here? Verse 15. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. That's the same thing as sin. There's nothing new under the sun. It says, and Yahushua required that which is past. Well, he wants the righteous. He don't want the unrighteous. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that the wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in my heart, Yahushua should judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that Yahushua might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Ye should be as gods, but ye shall die as men. Because both, if you go to the second book of Adam and Eve, as well as if you go to Paul's letter, he was telling you they came out from us. But this vessel, this body, which is still called an angel in the book of second book of Adam and Eve, but they were the fallen ones. Even the beast, Cain, had flesh on him. He was of flesh, just like we have flesh too, but we have to operate in the spirit or we fall. We become just like the children of Cain. He's comparing to the beast. The beast was that beguiling beast, okay, that serpent in the garden. We're talking the same thing, family. Children of the flesh versus children of the spirit. So he says, I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men. We're going to talk about this estate in 1 second. That Yahushua might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity. Because he ain't talking about the flesh. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. He's talking about the children of the Most High. What we have on the flesh, sometimes we call beasts too. I know a lot's been out there, family, but you got to remember, many of our people, you can just read it. We went into sin, that's why we were scattered. But he's telling us, you got as long as you got that flesh on, that really makes you a beast. The spirit is what makes you the fathers, but the flesh makes you a beast. So he says, I said in my heart concerning the estate of the son of men, that Yahushua might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man have no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own work. For that is his portion. Who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? See, right now many people don't understand Revelations. They don't understand the mark of the beast. They don't understand what Cain did wrong in Genesis. And the Father said, I don't have no respect for Cain nor his offering. We can read in the scriptures, the Father is not a respecter of persons. When you get to Revelations, you keep talking about these works, these works, these works. It was telling us in the New Covenant, the scribes and Pharisees were bringing the law on people, keeping people doing, observing moons and stuff like they do today. Water baptism over Yahushua's spiritual renewal of the mind, body, and spirit. They omit Yahushua, but that's what they're talking about here. Now, I want to go somewhere with you guys, because the estate of the sons of men. Many of you might know this. I think you know it because I did do the lesson on it, but I want to go there with you because some people aren't told this. We can go into the scriptures. You're going to get it. Now, you can go to Jude. Chapter 1 is only one book in Jude. I'm going to read verses 5 and 7 because you're going to know the estate of men. You're going to know why Jude said this and why was he talking about the children of Israel and the serpents. Okay, pay attention. Verses 5 through 7. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that Yahushua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Well, this is the wheat and tare too now. This is anything that's against the Most High. This is of the flesh. These are Hebrews who left the first estate. They followed after certain people who crept in unaware, which were tares. Their father was the devil. We're talking about Hebrews who kept not their first estate. I want to take you back to Ezekiel 16. Many of y'all might have read it, but we're going to go there. Because we're talking about leaving your first estate. I'm going to take you to the Old Covenant. I'm going to take you back to the Apocrypha, Pseudepigrapha. I mean, we can go many places with this. But let's go to Ezekiel real quick. Because we understand that these angels, which we are, they kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Now, he's reserving those to everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. The blind lead the blind. Which angels did this? Let's pay attention. Ezekiel 16, verses 46 and 55. I'm going to read it. Elder sister is Samaria. That's the northern kingdom. She and her daughters that dwell at thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at the right hand is Sodom and her daughters. I'm going to jump you down to 55. When thy sisters, Sodom and her daughters, shall return to their former estate, which means they left the first estate, this is talking about the northern kingdom, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former estate, because they left their first estate, then thou and thy daughters shall return to your former states. So we're talking about where is your habitation? Even the book of Revelation speaks of this. I didn't get those verses, but I took you guys to the book of second book of Adam and Eve. And when I took you there, it told you, hold on, I'm going to just go to one verse. It says, after this, 100 men of the children of Seth gathered together and said among themselves, come, let us go down to the children of Cain and see what they do and enjoy ourselves with them. Now all you got to do is read in the book of Jared prior to that. It tells you. It says, and I'm going to read that a little bit. Then commanded again thy people not to hold intercourse with the children of Cain and not to learn their ways. For I am Yahushua who loveth not hated, not hate, hatred, who loves not hatred, and the works of iniquity, the works of sin. Yahushua gave also many other commandments to Jared and blessed him, and then withdrew his words from him. Then Jared drew near with his children, took some fire, and came down to the cave, and lighted the lamp before the body of Adam, and he gave his people commandments as Yahushua had told him to do. This sign happened to Jared at the end of 415th year, as did also many other wonders. We do not record, but we record only this one for shortness sake, and in order not to lengthen our narrative. Now, this is taken from the Apocrypha, Pseudepigrapha, but you know they didn't mess with some. But anyhow, and Jared continued to teach his children 80 years, but after that they began to transgress the commandments he had given them. And who had given them? Jared? Well, the mediator. That was Yahushua. So they began to sin. It tells us, and they began to do things without his counsel. They began to go down from the set-apart mountain one after another. They left their first estate, right? And now the reason for which the children of Jared went down the set-apart mountain is this, that we will now reveal to you, and I just read it to you. It said, 100 men of the children of Seth gathered together and said among themselves, come, let us go down to the children of Cain. Let's not stay on the set-apart mountain, which we were commanded to do. Let's leave our first estate, the place we should be dwelling, and let's go down to see what the children of Cain do and to enjoy ourselves with them. So this is Genesis 6, but this is Jude 1. This goes back to Ezekiel, talking about Israel still, Ezekiel 16, verses 46 and 55, talking about Samaria, and Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. Who are the angels? Who are the gods? We are the judges of the earth, but do we act like it? No, many of us don't. I listen to the judgment I hear across the radio, people passing judgment on people left and right. And the men have turned themselves into gods. I'm going to say it for what needs to be said. And this is the warning that's in the scripture. Nobody's picking up on this stuff. I can't judge another man unless I judge him fairly and righteously, which is by the Father's word. But the judgment they're doing, that's not the Father's word. They can't even give you the Father's word. But many people accept the judgment of these men, which is the number of a beast, the number of a man, 666. I pray that don't offend you. I pray that you search the scriptures, ask the Father to reveal to you, hey, remember the truth is in the spirit. Ask the Father, because what you get in the flesh will be total opposite of the truth of the word, which is the spirit. So I'm going to leave it there. I will open up at this time if anybody would like to say anything. Okay, anybody would like to say anything at all, just raise your hand, okay? Some people don't like when I talk about this stuff because they've learned the lie, but you better get to the real and start working and operating out the spirit. Your works are of spirit. They're not of physical works anymore. Everything we're doing, we're obeying. We are in obedience. We're seeking the Father's face. We're following those two commandments he gave us in the new covenant, which was to put him first in our life, have fear of him, love and worship and honor only him, and then have brotherly love. You know, those are the two things. We're supposed to have faith, but faith without works is dead. So we know that the works we're doing is still not a physical work. It's a spiritual work. Everything is by spirit right now. It's not by anything of the flesh. Okay, nobody has anything to say? Oh, my goodness, all these people on the line and nobody will raise their hand. Okay, well, I guess the lesson was good enough. I don't know. Man, I don't know what, when y'all don't respond, I don't know what y'all thinking. I'm really trying to see if there's anything I need to clarify more. I think I say things quite boldly and quite clear. I don't stutter. I will tell you what this is speaking of, even if many don't like the word. Because it picks at a particular gender sometimes. But the truth is, you can read it. When I called the Gentiles the devils, people don't like that. But the word tells you if you're reading, if you understand what the word's saying. But the world has made you think of Satan the devil as some red man with a pitchfork, just, you know, and the fallen angels, some flying around beings, and we got to come to the truth, family. We got a caller. Let me go ahead and open up the mic. Area code 607, Shabbat Shalom.
Good evening. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate all your sharing.
Who am I speaking to?
Lorraine on New York, upstate.
All right, Sister Lorraine, I'm so glad that you joined us today. Was everything made clear to you?
Well, I am going to be listening again and again to this because there's so much there and there's so much I need to process because it is very complicated in a way, the whole everything to be learning right now. And I just so appreciate your bringing everything forward and however you do it. I just so very, very much appreciate.
Well, thank you, sister. And I will tell you, what you need to do is come as children, which means when we come to hearing the truth by the Spirit, everything that we have learned at that point, just push it to the side and let the Spirit flow and let's read what the Father says and let's precept it properly with understanding spiritually. And that is where your truth is because everything that we have learned before this point has been a lie. It hasn't been the Word. It hasn't been the Spirit. So if you are understanding when I'm speaking to you by reading the Word, then you have been blessed by our Father. So I keep telling everybody, if you don't understand what I'm saying, because I know I go through a lot of material, please go through our archives to get caught up, okay?
Yes, I will try find them. I have been listening, but most things I have to listen right then. I can't download them. I think I've downloaded a lot, but maybe I need to join your circle to get access more?
No, sister. My account was downgraded, and people, when it's downgraded, you can't download the lessons. But I just got that caught back up Friday. So right now you should be able to download any lesson again.
Okay, I very, very much appreciate it. It is so wonderful to my ears to hear everything you're putting forward. And yes, I am following. I'm concentrating like I've never concentrated before.
Well, just seek the Father. Just seek the Father, and all that will come to you, you know? Seek the Father, and when he gives me a word, I'm to bring it to the people. But if you're seeking the Father through the Spirit, everything that I'm going to read to you, you're not going to hear me speak, but you will hear the Father. So you keep seeking the Father, and that truth will be revealed to you.
Yes, yes. I mean, I've never heard it like you're bringing it. It's just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, sister, I thank you for joining us. I thank the Father for you for you having a word to share with us, with the family. So just continue to listen with us. I have some more lessons that this lesson is going to be hard for some to hear, but I'm going to give them the word. And it's going to deal with fear. It's going to deal with the prophets, what people are supposed to be doing. You got certain people telling you a whole different message of a prophet, and I'll show you how they lie about it. I have an example. I will show that. Because, really, our people are supposed to know the truth of the word. So when they speak, the Father said, I'm going to reveal, I'm going to uncover the ones who are doing wickedness. He's going to uncover it, but he uses his people to do that. So we're going to be doing a lot of rebuking, and it's going to show people that if they lie about this, this, and this, what did the Father say? He said, I didn't send them. You know, so we're going to be doing a lot of that so people can get to this truth, because it's simplicity in Yahushua. This is really not a hard thing, you know. It's just that you got to know from the beginning what happened, precepted properly, dividing that word properly, you know. A workman need not be ashamed, you know. Prove yourself to Yahushua, because Yahushua is doing everything for his Father, Yahuwah. That's our Father too. So, sister, hey, I thank you. Did you want to add anything else?
No, I just really don't know how to express you. I just love what you're doing. I just really, really love it.
Well, thank you, sister. I'm glad the Father gave it to me, too, because I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't have the Spirit with me. I thank you, sister. I'm going to put you back on park and see if anybody else wants to comment, but we're going to have another show, probably two shows this coming week, if you're willing. So just keep up with us, okay, and go through the archives. If you want to, message me privately. There is a link. You know, you can message me, and I'll see it, and I'll correspond back with you. We can get on the phone and talk privately if you'd like.
Thank you very much for the offer.
Oh, you're welcome, sister. All right, sister, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, family. Always like to hear from new family members, and, you know, it's a blessing when we can read the word and people don't get offended by the word, because you're not supposed to get offended by the word. You're supposed to love the truth when we can read it. And that is what's hard right now, because many people have already heard the lies of the flesh, of the world. And when we bring forth the truth, it's total opposite of what they've learned. So now we got people bitter and enemies to us because we say what's the truth. But Yahushua said, the world first hated me. They're going to hate you. Who he was talking about was his own people. It's not that hard a thing to understand. This is our history book, family. Can't tell you that enough. Anyhow, I'm going to close it up because I don't see any more hands up. And, hey, join us again. I'm going to get these show notes out soon, but I have a lot of things on my plate right now, family. What I will say to everyone, if you've heard the truth, if you heard Yahushua, support him. Go over to our website and give a love offering, okay? Something free. You were giving the things that the Father gave me. Like Paul said, I sold spiritual things. That's what I gave you. Aren't I worthy of your cardinal things? Which means you're supposed to, the one who labors in the word, don't muzzle the oxen. If they're laboring the word, let them labor in hope. So I tell you, we got to keep the truth going. Go over to our website, give a love offering if you felt you heard the truth. All right, with that said, fam, I'm going to leave you with O Jerusalem by Lauryn Hill. Shabbat Shalom. Oh, Jerusalem, yeah.
because I'm morally defective by reason of the God inside my head, causing me to see only what pertains to me, believing I'm alive when I'm still dead, limited to earth, unable to find out my worth, cause I can't see past my own vanity. If I'm not included, then I just have to remove it from my mind, because it has to be insanity. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of his death? Can I even factor that I've only been an actor in the stage interpretation of this day? Focused on the shadow with my back turned to the light, too intelligent to see it's me in the way. What a paradox, having God trapped in a box, all this time professing to be spiritual, naturally pretending that I'm actually defending.